Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Thank you for listening to the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm Ron Stutz, and we're going to talk about retirement income planning with the specialist, Kyle Alexander, today of the Mach 1 Financial Group. And Kyle, it's good to be with you again.
Ryan, it's great to hear from you again, man. It's been a little while since we've shared time on the air together, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And why don't we start today with some good questions from our listeners? Because I know that you get questions all the time from the listeners out there, and I think this is a pretty good questions today. So your answers will provide a lot of knowledge to folks out there.
All right.
Our first question today is from Josh in Bentonville. And Josh says, I consider myself a conservative investor, but sometimes I think I shouldn't be conservative. Do you think I should loosen up a little bit and take more risk?
You know, Josh, I really appreciate that comment and the question. I'm actually pretty conservative as well. And, you know, given that the market has been on quite an absolute tear in the past 2 years, you know, it'd really be easy to feel the way that you are shaping this question because, you know, you think, well, gosh, am I missing out on upside opportunity? Am I not taking enough risk or am I not just being too conservative in my investment structure for the market like it exists today? So let me throw an what if out there for you. And I don't know how this would have all turned out. No one knows. But a lot of people thought leading up to the election last year that Hillary Clinton was a de facto not only nominee but president-elect. And I don't want to get into political dialogue because that's not the point of this. But it didn't turn out that way, much to everyone's surprise. And certainly to many people's surprise, when Trump took office, the market took off, even in greater territory than we would have ever expected. And of course, the Trump tax plan and some other things have helped spur it along here recently. We've had some ups and downs with the government shutdown and things of that nature. But irrespective of all of that, there are market cycles, right? And we have to understand how an investor should be positioned based on their level of risk tolerance that they have for all markets in a true market cycle, beginning to end, recession to a complete bull market and all of those things. So my thoughts are this. Your advisor should have done a risk profile questionnaire with you when you became a client. So, you know, they could actually determine the types of investments and the level of risk that you're comfortable with. And then, of course, design and pick the right investment strategies to build a portfolio that matches your risk profile exactly. And that is one of the key things that an advisor will do. I mean, they'll try to help you understand how you should design a portfolio for a full market cycle based on your risk tolerance. And so to answer this question, if you haven't done that or your advisor didn't do that, then you probably should ask them to do it. Secondly, if you feel like your advisor isn't adhering to your risk profile questionnaire and you're much more aggressive than perhaps he believes you to be, then that's also dialogue you should have to adjust the types of investments that you're in today. So again, the reason advisors do a risk profile questionnaire is so they can design a custom portfolio for you, the client, that's effective across many different market cycles. So, you know, if you don't have an advisor following this process or evaluating your investment strategies over a period of time, quarterly or biannually, or God, forbid, even once a year, then you're perhaps missing out on some of the adjustments that they should be taking given the market and the market environment we're in and the changes that are ongoing. So, you know, if you want to take some more aggressive investment options and they're suitable for you, then you should go to your advisor and say, hey, I want to pursue this and we need to do another risk profile questionnaire and see where we're at, because my opinions of the market may have changed or my education level of the market may have changed and therefore the risk profile needs to change. I don't know that to be the case, but certainly it bears discussion. And if you don't have an advisor currently, now actually might be a really good inflection point in the market to get one to help you navigate this unique challenge that this market is presenting us and make sure that you make the right call and make those adjustments accordingly. And if you don't have an advisor today, again, and you don't even know who to call, we'd be more than happy to visit with you one-on-one. It's free. We're not going to charge any money. That first consultation, we're just trying to get to know the person and see if we can help them. And if we are, we'll obviously do a risk profile questionnaire and get an understanding of what it is we can do for you and how best to approach your investment needs and build a specific profile for you based on your risk tolerance and thus come up with an investment strategy or plan to help you meet your retirement goals and build that portfolio so it actually does stand the test of time and adjust to the marketplace as necessary. And, you know, that's one of the things that an advisor should do for you. And I hope we can help you.
Well, Josh, thank you very much for sending in the question. Hope that helps. But again, as Kyle just said, the best thing to do is to come in and have a conversation face-to-face about your individual situation because everybody is unique. I have another question here, Kyle, from Amanda in Rogers here on the Mach 1 Market Moment. Amanda says, I'm going to be 60 next year. I feel in pretty good shape with a couple of 401ks, two pensions, and a Roth IRA. I want to retire at 62. My husband, who is 2 years younger, thinks he's going to have to work until he dies because he never really saved for retirement. How do you handle a retirement plan when a couple's savings are way out of whack like ours?
Wow, Amanda, that is a tough question for me to answer. And I typically try to tiptoe around marital issues and relationships, you know, and just talk about the facts, right? And so I'm going to do my best to do that here.
Sometimes I think you get forced into being a marriage counselor there, right?
Well, you know, I'm not even saying that that's their problem, you know, or there is an issue. I'm just saying that there are some things here that I'm going to have to navigate around, okay?
Yeah, so, exactly.
So let me put it in blunt terms. It sounds like today that you don't share financials when it comes to retirement. In other words, you don't share the savings for your retirement equitably because you have your retirement accounts and he has his and they're divvied up and whoever has what is what they have to spend, if you will, in retirement. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's just a different approach than many of our clients take who are married. Mm-hmm. And so while everyone has their own unique situation, this still may be the right decision for you and the type of marriage that you have. So let's take this direction on it, okay, that you divvy up the funds within your marriage for retirement. So if that's the case, let's assume your husband is over 55 years old and he can contribute $6,500 each tax year to a Roth IRA, okay? And currently in, you know, the January, February, March timeframe, even up through tax filing date deadline, you can make contributions to your Roth IRA or traditional IRA for tax year 2017. During this same time frame, beginning January 1, you can also make contributions to a Roth or traditional IRA, you know, for the entire year of 2018 up through tax filing deadline of 2019. So right now we're in a unique window where your husband could contribute $13,000 towards his retirement in either a Roth IRA or into a traditional IRA, depending on where your finances are and if you file jointly and those things. If you're able to do it, I would strongly suggest investing in a Roth IRA because of the tax component that you get perhaps in the future that could be a little bit less nefarious if tax rates go up dramatically between now and the time that you or your husband retire, okay? So with that, you know, being said, I'm kind of providing some generic dialogue. So he has some more time as long as he's working to make Roth IRA contributions, and that's a good place to start if you qualify for Roth. If not, we'll do traditional IRA contributions. Also, it'd be good to understand, you know, how much money he's contributing to his 401k currently. I assume he's obviously working and therefore has access to a 401k, and perhaps he doesn't have a pension or other things, but maybe there's some things we can do to enhance the amount of money he's putting into his 401k and the contributions that his employer is making to maximize those to the best of our ability. So those are two quick things we can do to make that better. Obviously, without knowing anything else about his, you know, retirement situation, his IRAs, his 401ks, pension environment, or any of that, it's hard for me to make a generic statement as to what could be done. But on the other hand, if you're willing, and this is an appropriate step to make in your marriage, come in together and we can actually evaluate your retirement as a couple and incorporate some synergistic things to help build upon what you have as a nest egg as a couple. And it maybe enable him to retire a little sooner than his 70s or whatever he thinks he's going to have to do to continue to work. And we can come up with an actual retirement plan for you as a couple. It says, okay, this is when, you know, Amanda can retire, we think, based on our projections. And this is where we think, you know, we need to make some changes to that, you know, investment, you know, portfolio that you have. And also, these are the changes that we need to update for your husband. And this is when we think perhaps he could retire based on a couple of different scenarios. And then we'll work the math. We'll do that retirement analysis for you with a couple of different scenarios. You can evaluate those and see which ones make the most sense for you as a couple and which ones are in your best interest, both individually and as a family unit. The final thing I would say is those retirement analysis plans that we do to help you prepare for retirement are free. We don't charge anything for those. It just requires some time on your part and ours and some sharing of information so we can, you know, we can build that out for you. And then you can ask us a ton of questions and we can do all different kinds of scenarios on the fly as we go to try to hone in on what makes the most sense, you know, for you. And if you like what you see, welcome to become a client. If you don't like what you see, that's fine. If you decide you don't want to become a client and take our information and go elsewhere, that's fine too. No harm, no foul. We do this for a lot of people. Ultimately, we just want people to understand what they should be doing and plan accordingly so they can be ready for retirement and not make it be a difficult or stressful situation for them. And the more time you have on the retirement horizon, obviously, the better to plan and make hay while the sun shines, so to speak. So hopefully you call us. More than happy to help.
You're listening to the voice and the wisdom of Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group. And Kyle, we have time for one more question here. And I think you're going to be able to answer this one pretty fairly quickly. Can't wait to hear what you say, though. Chris in Hiawassee has a question. And Chris says, I've never really considered myself to be in the ballpark of needing a financial advisor. It sounds like the kind of thing that only rich people with millions of dollars do. Am I wrong in thinking that?
Chris, I'm going to give you a simple answer. Yes, you're wrong. And the reason I say that is not so much that you can't do it by yourself. Many people do. Many people are good at it. Some people just aren't good at it. Some people have no interest in it. And as a result, those are the people that no matter how much money they have, probably could use some help or direction. Because if you don't have a passion for it or no interest or no desire to learn about it, then you might make some mistakes, you know, and there are mistakes that could be easily avoided. And if you have a financial advisor that can help you, then why wouldn't you take that opportunity to get some guidance? You know, that's kind of my question. We have clients that have as little as $10,000 invested with us. We have clients with multiple of millions invested with us. And I have to say, ultimately, you know, if they're interested and they want to learn and they want to make some changes and improve their situation, we're going to help them. And you don't have to be a multimillionaire to get that kind of help. Now, obviously, the more money you have, the more solutions we can put in play for you that may enhance your situation. But it certainly doesn't hurt, even if you have a little bit of money to get started now, get started soon. It makes some good decisions and have a plan in place to achieve your goals. So answering this question simply and briefly, yes, if you don't think you have enough money and that's the only reason for not having a financial advisor, then you need to seek one. And we'd be happy to help you with that. If you don't like us, we'll give you some names of some other people that you can call that might be willing to help. So I encourage you to do that and get some direction. Long story short, too, hey, man, the fact that you're asking this question means that you're interested. You want to have an improvement and be better prepared for retirement. And that's the first step. And I think you should be applauded for that. So few people are willing to actually step that foot across the goal line, so to speak, and accept that they need to, you know, make some changes.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. And if you'd like to get in touch with Mach 1 Financial Group, and this goes out to Chris and Amanda, Josh, anybody who's listening to this today, call 479-876-2100. That is 479-876-2100. Get in touch. Come in for that conversation. You're listening to the Mach 1 Market Moment.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.